Hi, my name is Mel Karam and I'm Infrastructure Director for Southern Water.
Mel, thank you for taking the time to chat to us today ahead of the UK Water Summit. So diving straight into the first question, how are Southern Water's preparations for AMPSIC coming along now?
Very well. We have concluded our extensive customer engagement. And we have turned the responses from our customers now, knowing what the priorities are for the period between 2015 to 2020, into a set of clear strategic objectives for ourselves. And as a result of that, we have now put plans together to start activities that deliver those over that period. We also have a number of what we call transitional projects, which we have decided to bring forward into the final year round five to ensure that we can deliver on those outcomes and the promises we have made to our customers in our business plan. We have just completed our procurement exercise for partners that we want to be working with us throughout the period of 2015 to 2020. And those partners will be working with us over the next few months to make sure that we are prepared, ready, and in the right place for delivery of those promises to our customers. Those particular procurement activities included an appointment of a strategic solutions partner, an organization who will be working with us to help us deliver the best engineering solutions to the issues that we need to deal with, whether they are a part of the National Environment Program or part of our customer promises. We selected MWH as our strategic solutions partner, and they have been in place and working with us. And again, very recently, we have appointed three delivery partners who have been selected to work with us as delivery partners, carrying out the design and build of the solutions that we need to have in place. So we're pretty much on target with our preparation plans. And very ready for the beginning of the next price review period.
Okay, great. And you mentioned you've announced MWH as your strategic solutions partner. And why did you go down the route of a strategic solutions partner?
There were a number of reasons. It was a very strategic decision made by Southern Water a couple of years ago to move away from the current delivery model that we have, which in our view had a number of shortcomings. And one of them was that we felt too many of the critical decisions around what solutions and what responses Southern Water should have to its customer issues had left too many of those decisions to our supply chain. It felt that it wasn't delivering best value for our customers. So we've decided to bring a lot of the capability and a lot of decision-making around the engineering solutions back into Southern Water. And as a result of that, we needed to be working with a partner who would be helping us in building that capability internally. And at the same time, we wanted to make sure that partner was there with us in the longer term and was working with us in delivering the customer outcomes in a holistic way as a partner rather than being given individual projects to come up with solutions. And the final reason we chose a strategic solution partner route was to make sure that decisions around whether a solution leads into construction and build or whether it needs to be delivered through a combination of operational activities, improvement in maintenance, looking at the catchment and how we deal with the problems at source, or even having consideration of customer behavior in delivering those solutions, that those decisions are made independent of the bias you would typically have with the construction partner. So we specifically separated out what we call the front-end engineering and optioneering from design and build. And this is this front-end solution development that we've put into a partnership arrangement with our strategic solutions partner. So in a nutshell, it allows us to have much more strategic relationship. It allows us to have more capability inside Southern Water, and it allows us to be looking at a total expenditure solutions in future without the bias of capital investment in the form of a construction or a build activity.
Okay. And picking up on the focus on total expenditure, how are you looking to develop your TOTEX strategies for AMP6?
We've been looking at the issues that we need to deliver in AMP6, whether they are, as I said, driven by the Environmental Improvement Program, Water Quality Program enhancements, or whether they are part of our general services to our customers. And in each of those cases, we've been looking at a better package of activities. For example, when we are looking at an improvement in water quality in a number of areas, we will not just be looking at building a water quality process, new or an existing upgrade to an existing site. We'll be looking at the source of the risk associated with the water resource. And we'll be looking at whether we can improve the water quality by means other than just an end-of-pipe solution. We'll be looking at, for example, a mixing solution, blending solutions. We'll be looking at removal of pesticides at source. We've been looking at catchment management and catchment solutions. And that has allowed us to start looking at total expenditure solutions rather than just build. Equally, on the wastewater side, we've been looking at the way we could impact the bathing water qualities by consideration of what actually happens in the catchment in the first place and how contamination gets to the water and looking at the source of that contamination, whether it is from public behavior, for example, putting solids or unsoluble wipes into the sewer system, or whether it's as a result of misconnections to the network. And those solutions or options have allowed us to look at dealing with the source of the problem rather than having to build, in a lot of cases, we've done in the past, large storage tanks on the beach or separation treatment separation at the end of the pipe system. So again, a lot of those options are now becoming more and more part of our day-to-day solution identification as a result of that.
So very busy time by the sounds of it. What would you say are your priorities for the next 6 months?
It is a very busy period, not necessarily just because of preparation for the next price review, but also we're still finalizing the AMP5. Remember, AMP5 is not finished yet. We very much focus on making sure we have a very successful completion in the next few months, and we have made sure that we have plans in place to deliver all of our outputs and all of our customer promises in the current AMP. And in parallel with that, all of the procurement activities that are going on to make sure that our partners are on board and are with us as early as possible so we can work together in delivering and getting prepared for AMP6. As I mentioned before, we also have a number of what we call transition projects that are actually AMP6 projects brought forward to the final year of AMP5. And we want to make sure that we deliver those strongly and effectively as well.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So I look forward to hearing more about it at the conference. So once again, thank you very much, Mel, for joining us, and look forward to hearing from you at the UK Water Summit.